Good morning. The scripture reading is from Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 all the way through 10. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help. And you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord." And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the privilege to read your word, to have the freedom to come here and to listen to you. I pray, Lord, that our ears, our hearts, and our eyes will be open to see what you are trying to show us, to hear your words, and to use it in our lives. I pray that you will be with Pastor, and you will help him. I pray all these things in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Usually, you hear Thanksgiving prayers and praises on Thanksgiving Day, obviously, but also on days that you've been blessed, and you feel that you've been blessed when you have a new baby coming home, or a promotion, or something like that. You may say, well, thank God. And sometimes our Thanksgiving is as short as thank God. Now, I don't know how many of you would know a situation when someone's building was collapsing, or there was fire where this person was, or drowning, and this person lifted up his or her eyes and say, "Thank you, Lord, thank God." I think the cry always is, "Help me, save me." And I believe Thanksgiving has lost its meaning. Often loses its meaning when we use it only for things that we receive rather than for God's blessings and God's help in the most unlikely places in life. There are many examples in the Bible of thanksgiving. For example, Israel's thanksgiving after deliverance from Egypt, thanksgiving at the dedication of the temple. The thankful leper. You remember there were 10 lepers, and Jesus was going by and saw those 10 lepers, and he healed them all. And only one who was not even a Jew came to Jesus, returned from their journey toward the temple, and thanked Jesus for the healing. We have many more examples in the Bible. But let's look at the most unusual thanksgiving in the Bible. Jonah giving thanks inside the big fish. First of all, we have to believe the story in the Bible that is true. Many people have questioned this and say, "Oh yeah, you are an evangelical, right?" Yes, well, yes. That means you believe everything you read in the Bible, right? Yes, I do. You mean that you believe in the virgin birth? Yes, I do believe in the virgin birth. You mean to say that you believe that Jonah was swallowed by a fish and survived and came out of the belly of the fish and lived? Yes, I do. You are weird. How can a person be eaten or get into the belly of a fish and then survive? Well, you know what? There are explanations that scientists have given that is possible, but I'm not going to go there. God, who created man, and God created the fish, and God created everything, is able to sustain someone in the most unlikely situations and save that person, just to make sometimes his point. Jonah giving thanks inside a big fish. He gives thanks and praises to God. First, this thankful man was in a dangerous place. This now, and I'm putting that into brackets, thankful man was in a dangerous place. Why? Because he disobeyed God's call to go to Nineveh, and instead he ran away from God in a ship going to Tarshish. Now, if you know where Tarshish is in Spain, near Portugal. And Nineveh is somewhere in Iraq. So you can see what's happening. He was somewhere not between, but near, closer to Nineveh than Tarshish. And he knew exactly what God wanted from him. And he did not say, I, as an evangelist, have to obey God and go where he sends me. And I'm very grateful, God, for choosing me, Jonah, to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel there. Boy, what an opportunity. What an honor. But he rather turned away from God's instructions, and he was running away, as if you can run away from God. No matter where you go, God is there. He thought he was running away from God, but he quickly realized he could not. The great storm, and then the great fish. Jonah thought his life was over. In Jonah 2, verse 7, Jonah said, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you. Actually, that's what happens with many of us. We disobey God. God blesses us, and we rejoice. And then slowly we go into our own familiar places, familiar ways, and we sort of run away from God because we don't want him to be where we are and see what we're doing, as if God cannot see where we are and see what we're doing. So Jonah was running away, and he found himself in trouble. And then he remembered God. And in verse 6, Jonah acknowledges God's salvation. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord, my God. And then thanksgiving follows. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. Jonah's thanksgiving follows his deliverance from danger. We too live dangerous lives. We all know what happened in Asia, in the Philippines, and other countries. These people were ready to celebrate something. They were celebrating maybe their child's birth. Maybe they were celebrating the wedding. Maybe they were celebrating their new house. Maybe they were planning to build a brand new house there. And all of a sudden, not only they could not build the house, but the land where they were going to build it is not there any longer. So what's happening? We are under the wheel, or should know and realize that we are not in control of every situation. We too live dangerous lives. We are only a heartbeat from death. All these 300 people who died there, and the people who died in our city, and in our province, in our country, they were not planning to die, they were planning to live. And life was so promising to them until something happened, and that life was taken away from them. We are alive by God's grace. And then again, no matter how well you eat, and how many diets you follow, and how much you exercise, and how healthy you look, you are alive because of the grace of God. And I know many don't believe this, and many will question God, and many will say, yeah, if God is there, how come this, and how come that? And how can I know there is God? Look, they went to the moon and they didn't find God, and they went here and they can't find God. That is because we are so small in the universe and God is so awesome. And the Bible says God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in the spirit and truth. Jonah had forgotten that. We actually have more than we deserve, most of us. Some people may complain that we don't have enough, and others complain they have nothing. And I believe that we have forgotten how to be grateful and how to thank God for our breath, for our heartbeat, for our legs and for our eyes, for everything God has given us. We forget to thank Him, and we forget to be grateful, and we forget the pain of others. If we appreciate what we have, then we might realize that others have less than us. We often take God for granted. How many of you, or how many believers, there are over 2 billion people who claim to be the followers of Christ. They call themselves Christians. How many of us in Christendom take God for granted daily? And only we remember Him when we go to church, or we go by a church, or someone reminds us of God. The rest of the day, the rest of the time, He's forgotten. We must always be thankful to God for everything. So first point I tried to make, was this now thankful man was in a dangerous place. My second point is this now thankful man prayed a desperate prayer. Verse 2 says, in my distress I called to the Lord. Jonah cried out to God because he was in trouble. We have all been in trouble. Is there someone that has never been in trouble? And I'm not going to ask you to put up your hand, because I know I won't see any. We all have been in trouble. We've been in trouble with our spouses. We've been in trouble with our children. We've been in trouble with the taxation department. We've been in trouble at work. We've been in trouble. And there is trouble always around us. And often we forget God until we get into trouble. That's what happened with Jonah. Jonah cried out to God because he was in trouble. We have all been in trouble. We were all lost in sin. In Romans 3:23, we read, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. We deserve nothing but death. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. God in love met us in our sins. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, or one and only Son, for whosoever believes in Him not to perish, shall not perish, but have eternal life. Christ died on the cross to pay our to pay for our sins. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us, in this he died for us. Salvation became available by faith. Romans 10:9-10 says, for it is with your heart what you believe and are saved. You should be thankful no matter what, Psalm 103 says. You may have been or still are desperate over problems that have not been resolved yet. You may feel that God has not heard your prayers and you have difficulties to pray and thank him. But remember Jonah, he prayed even though he was still inside the fish. He did not wait until he got out of the belly of the fish, but he prayed there in thanksgiving. If you have prayed and God has delivered you, your thanksgiving must reflect your deliverance. God has been good. God has been good to us and we should give thanks. Of course, we are so hooked to the physical that we choose the things that give a momentary pleasure rather than the important things that build our spiritual character and faith. We are forgetful of God's blessings because we did not get what we wanted. Ephesians 5:20, I believe, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes his blessings are sent in disguise. God does not do everything with a big splash and fanfare. Well, that reminds me of the plan my wife and the two daughters had for me. And they played their game so well that, yes, last night my wife says, the day before, let's go for a pizza right here. And I said, well, why should we go there? Let's go somewhere else. And okay, so we decided to go to a restaurant there. And I said, I have forgotten my coat at the church. Oh, she says, let's go and get it. And we opened the door, and there was a big splash. And there were, I don't know how many people there, and started singing Happy Birthday. And I was really shocked because I did not expect. Now, I cannot expect that kind of a thing every day. That happens once when you reach 70. And thank you all, or those of you who have written, those of you who have wished happy birthday to me, and those who were present last night. I really was surprised. I did not expect that. I expected it a couple of days before it happened, but then when things didn't appear to be developing, I thought, oh, it's okay. But it doesn't always happen that way. Very often, his blessings are in packages with rough wrappings. And that reminds me of my mother. She would say, son, I don't wrap gifts, and she would give me a brown bag with a gift inside. And I was used to that. And what she would give me was very precious and yet was not wrapped so nicely with a little ribbon on it. And God sometimes does that. He gives us gifts in a brown bag or no bags at all. And we must appreciate that. We must learn to look underneath the surface of things to discover God and his blessings. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God. In all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Very often his benefits are more spiritual than material. We tend to be more impressed with money in the bank than with peace in the heart. God offers eternal benefits while we settle for temporary things just like Esau did. The Bible says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks. God offers a great future, but we demand here and now. It is the childish mind that demands countable, fallible benefits here and now. It is the immature Christian who fails to look deep enough to see his benefits and blessings. The mature Christian looks beyond the surface. He is able even to look at his difficulties and see God at work. How should we observe Thanksgiving? Just remember that an attitude of thanksgiving brings happiness if you count your blessings instead of crosses. And again, when I was reading this yesterday, I said, actually, that's so true. Because often we only remember, you know, in 1969 or 1979, I went through difficulties. I lost my job, or my wife sort of was so upset, or my daughters did this, or my father did that. And we forget all the beautiful times that we spend with our family members. And even when we think of the difficulties we went through in the past, there must have been some moments of joy that we have forgotten. We must count our blessings rather than our crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joy instead of your sorrows. Count your friends instead of your enemies. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your good years instead of your bad years. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. We are alive today and we should be thankful. God has brought us safely to this day. Let us praise His holy name. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You. No matter how many times we thank You, still we have not thanked You enough. Thank You for our life. Thank You for providing everything we needed to survive this far in our life. Thank You for the extra blessings, Lord, and the extra joys and the happiness You have given us in our journey to this point. We thank You, Lord, for enabling us and allowing us to serve You through this ministry and other ministries that we may have been involved. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in our daily lives. And we thank You, Lord Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit, not only to strengthen us, to comfort us, to mediate for us, but also to convict us of sin and remind us that we made a commitment to You. Father in heaven, I pray for our brothers and sisters who are going through a difficult period of time in those countries where floods and earthquakes and all kinds of disasters have taken place. We remember the members of our sister churches and the brothers and sisters that are suffering. We remember those in our city, in our country, who are going through a difficult period of time because of sickness or unemployment or whatever difficulties they may be going through. Help us to recognize the needs of others and help us to be able to reach out and help them and comfort them. Be with each one of us and guide us and protect us. In Your blessed name I pray, amen.